Well, my name is Winter, and yes, that is my full legal name, and I am a 42-year-old computer programming contractor from Texas. Since 1997, that's almost 17 years now, I have been trying to drink a cup or at least a minimum of a sample of a caffeinated coffee beverage from every company-owned Starbucks in the world. So that means stores that are actually operated by Starbucks or Starbucks with a joint venture partner, which is what they do in other countries, and not the kiosks that you might see licensed out at grocery stores or airports or universities.
And how many Starbucks have you visited up to this point?
As of today, my records show that I've been to 11,670 Starbucks, but with a rapid expansion that Starbucks has resumed this year, 2014, I predict that by the end of the year, I will already be at 12,000. They are opening hundreds of new stores across the United States, so even without leaving North America, I think I'll hit that 12,000 milestone.
Speaking of new stores that they opened one recently here in Cranford. That was one of the most recent stores that you've paid a visit to, isn't it?
Well, it's an amazing coincidence that as of right now, that Cranford store in downtown was the last store that I visited. That would have been Sunday, the 30th of March.
Now, you've seen so many Starbucks. Is there anything in particular about the Cranford store that stood out to you? Anything that makes it different from other stores that you visited?
Well, actually, the Cranford store was very pretty. It's in keeping with the new store designs that Starbucks has started opening, I would say, going on 3 years now. Back in the mid-2000s, the stores were very plain and cookie-cutter, and I think Starbucks was even proud of that. But I think pressures from the independent coffee market have caused them to try and differentiate the stores more. So you'll walk into a store like Cranford, and you won't see the same identical furnishings and things like lights and fixtures that you will at other stores. And that's one thing that, in my opinion, makes the stores prettier and makes the project more interesting. Just looking at the picture that I took, it's in a relatively new building that's sort of designed to look a little bit old style and fitting to be in a downtown of a small town like Cranford. And I rather like it much better than the stores that would be in a strip mall or a shopping mall, for example.
Now, you say you hope to have 12,000 stores by the end of this year. How many stores approximately are there out there that you could potentially visit at this point?
Oh, that's a very difficult, almost impossible question for me to answer, because every number you'll read online will be different. Some say approximately 20,000, some say over 20,000. But the real difficulty is finding out which stores count for me as real. So across the U.S., there's all these stores in universities, grocery stores, office buildings that are licensed out and thus do not count for me. But in order to find that out, I need to make phone calls. The same thing applies across the rest of the world, and I just don't have the time to make all these phone calls. So I usually don't find out which ones are real until I actually travel to a foreign country and talk to a manager at one of the stores and start to sort things out. So the best I can do is say at least 5,000. It's my ballpark estimate, possibly more.
Now, the store in Cranford, that was the first Starbucks to open in Cranford. There is talk that there may be a drive-through only Starbucks that will be opening in Cranford. Do you visit drive-thrus as well? And perhaps we'll see another visit from Winter coming to Cranford at some point?
Absolutely, I visit drive-thrus. In fact, to the best of my knowledge, there are no drive-thrus in North America that are licensed out. So if a drive-thru Starbucks did open in Cranford, it would almost certainly count for me, and you'd see me back there eventually.
Well, if indeed they do open that store, I hope that we can connect in person, and we'll have a chance to talk face-to-face.
Absolutely. You can count on death, you can count on taxes, and you can count on Winter being at your local Starbucks sooner or later.